This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
And it's time to talk Iron Bowl with Stan White, who joins us right now. Stan, it is Iron Bowl week, Thanksgiving week as well. We're always thankful for your time. Thanks for being with us. I hope you're happy and healthy as we talk to you today.
My pleasure, guys. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
We were talking earlier, and Brown and I ended up having the same question posed for you that I'll start with. If you had a choice and only could get one of these, to have a healthy tank or two healthy tackles, you can't have both, which would you prefer to have in this game?
Man, that's a that's a pretty good question right there. I would have to go, because it's two positions, two healthy tackles, even though Tank has been valuable, maybe invaluable, this year to that running game and that resurgence in it. You know, you still have DJ Williams and Sean Shivers and some other running backs as well, but two healthy tackles would go a long way as well. So that's a good question. I mean, both those positions are very valuable and invaluable in some respects.
You know how explosive this Alabama offense is. You saw it even last year in Jordan-Hare in a loss to Auburn. Bo Nix had some comments yesterday when he was asked about Mac Jones. Damian, I don't know if you have those ready to roll, but Stan, I would love for you to listen to these comments, translate what Bo says, and let me know if you agree with these comments.
Probably you play as hard as you've ever played in a game in your entire life, just because of how much it means. And obviously there's a lot of kids going to school on Monday that are going to have to put up with a lot of crap whichever way it goes. And so as an Auburn fan growing up that way, you I mean, several times at school you go and there's a lot of people talking and a lot of people who obviously aren't even close to associated with the school that wear an Alabama shirt just because they bought it at the store. And so that's the kind of stuff that you got to put up with, and most people don't understand that.
Okay, well, that was a nice dig. That was different from what I was talking about. I wanted to hear the Mac Jones comments. Well, you can comment on that, Stan. I mean, that's been an ongoing debate for years, right?
Well, I think the biggest thing is you know, Bo Nix, especially his situation with his family being, you know, obviously a legacy at Auburn, and you know, he's probably referring just to the normal fan bases of every school. There are fan bases of every school that just wears the shirt. They're fans of it, but they don't have maybe as close a tie. And you know, just because you play or go to a school doesn't make you any less of a fan. I mean, there's no question about that. And he was probably referring more so, you know, his family, you know, from the day he came out was you know, going to be born and bred to be an Auburn fan, and I don't blame him. Just like maybe my kids are too. But that doesn't I don't think it makes anybody less of a fan just because you may not have got a degree or went to school there. And he was just probably talking about referring to his family. And I tell you what, it is that position. I mean, believe me, I've walked into restaurants at Auburn when we were not very good, and heck, I think that one time they had a T-shirt made after me that I need to be sitting on the bench or whatever. And then, of course, then you when you win and you go undefeated or you win the game, and all of a sudden you're the biggest hero at that campus. So, you know, you kind of take that with a grain of salt, and you understand that you're only as good as your last game.
And again, look, that's entertaining, and that's fun for the fans to debate and talk about. I really wanted you to hear the second part when he was asked about Mac Jones.
Yeah, he does a great job of managing the game, getting the ball to his players around him. Obviously, he's got a great running back, great offensive line, great receivers. That helps a lot. But he does a good job of managing the game, taking completions, and knowing what to do with the ball.
Maybe a shot?
Well, I don't look at that as a dig. I mean, because if you look at Alabama's offense, I mean, first of all, the guy's having a phenomenal year. But he is not a Kyler Murray type, whereas you have to go, that position had to win games for his team. And so, you know, Alabama's got such phenomenal players and talent at almost every position, even without what I consider one of, if not one of the best players Alabama's had in 6, 8, 10 years in Waddle. I mean, that kid was just a ball player. And so that's what I figured he made about that was, is look, this the quarterback position in Alabama is not one that is not the only position on the field that you have to go out and win games. I mean, Najee Harris, one of the best running backs. You got you got another depth chart on receivers. Waddle's not even in, and you got five or six guys. You got tight ends. You got a couple of great offensive linemen. Maybe four or five of them. So yeah, I think it's probably one of those where there's so much talent to go around that any position in Alabama doesn't have to go out and win the game. They just go out because they're such talent. You got six or eight guys that can go out and win the game.
Stan White is with us, Auburn Sports Network. You'll hear the broadcast here on Jock starting at 11:30 on Saturday for Iron Bowl Saturday. Stan's with us on the Bud Light Seltzer Hotline. Tennessee found a lot of success running the ball. You mentioned Najee Harris. He's obviously a really good running back. Alabama runs it pretty well. How concerning? Was that a one-off deal, or is that something that you're still concerned with going into the Iron Bowl the way Tennessee was able to run it in the second half?
Well, the one thing about it is, first of all, Tennessee's got a really good offensive line. Now, is it concerning that they were able to go out there and just go right up and down the field on Auburn? Sure, you got to look at the film and correct that. The one thing, Tennessee has three preseason, two of them All-Americans, two All-SEC, for those guys that were preseason. But that was standing, guys like, Kevin Steele's got to come up with a plan because, if Alabama can just run it all day long, teams want to do that. I mean, there's a lot less things that can happen. Worse things that can happen when you pass the ball, be it tip balls, interceptions, obviously sacks. When you can line up and run it and get 6 or 8, 10 yards per carry, Alabama could rush for 300 yards if they don't stop it. So it goes back to, as explosive as Alabama is, you do your best to try to make them one-dimensional, meaning stop the run. And so it's an easier execution for a running play to happen. And if you can execute the running play, then that you'll be in trouble. So more times than not. So Auburn has got to find a way, whether it be different looks, Wooden and Derek Hall and Truesdale and those guys down front's got to find ways to get penetration. Newkirk has been playing well. So, yeah, I mean, that's one thing you have to look at. And I said this at our broadcast. I said, hey, they didn't score, which was good. It was a bend but don't break type situation. But Tennessee, if they throw the ball, and I said this right before the pick six, I said, if they throw the ball more than two or three times left in this game, that's playing in Auburn's favor. And sure enough, about two plays later, pick six to smoke Monday. And so, well, thank you very much for that one.
Stan, that T-shirt back in your day, was it like sit Stan or white bench?
No, it was bench
on the white.
It's something like we can't stand one more year or one more game or something. It was pretty cool. I mean, it was a good little play on words, but nonetheless, it was one of those like, man, hey, go out and then you go out and win. You go out and your team wins the game against Alabama, and all of a sudden it's like, oh man, it's you're this great hero and all this. And it's like, well, you're the one wearing that T-shirt last year.
Yeah, and see, if you'd had Instagram back then, Stan, you would have seen all your friends rolling around with that T-shirt on, and then you'd see them in class after the win. You'd be like, I saw you on the gram. You had the T-shirt on.
I can't imagine. I mean, it's been 30 years, I guess, 27, 28 years since I played college, and so I can't imagine playing with the social media in this day and age. I guess we would adjust like everybody has, but man, I can't fathom it because you try to be in your bubble and you try to, these kids are going out for Alabama, Auburn, all of them. They go out and do their best for their team and their university, and we're a win at all costs or what have you done for me lately type of society more than we've ever been. And it's just sometimes it's disappointing. It brings out the negative side of competition.
All right, he is Stan White, the former Auburn quarterback, now analyst on the Auburn Sports Network. You'll hear at 11:30 Saturday here on Jocks with the Iron Bowl. Stan, have a happy Thanksgiving, man. Enjoy the game, and we'll talk with you next week.
Hey, everyone, have a happy Thanksgiving. Everybody stay safe, and God bless, okay?
Yeah, you too, Stan. Take care, man. Thank you. That is Stan White with us on the Bud Light Seltzer Hotline, an easy drinking hard seltzer, which is 2 carbs and 100 calories. Try it in strawberry, lime, mango, black cherry, or grab the variety pack.